When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another edition of English Makes No Sense, the podcast where we have fun with the English language one lesson at a time. Or in the case of today, one idiom at a time. I'm your host, SL Rockfish, but you know you can call me Sarah. Today we are diving into the lush world of idioms featuring the color green. It's springtime where I live, and all of the green popping up after this long winter got me to thinking about idioms with the word green. From envy to opportunity, get ready to explore the rich spectrum of meanings behind these fun phrases. Are you ready? Let's go! Let's kick things off with green with envy. This idiom describes someone who is extremely jealous or envious of another person's success, possessions, or good fortune. For example, when Bill saw his friend's new car, he was green with envy because he couldn't afford one himself. Poor Bill, don't be green with envy. Have you ever been green with envy? What an odd color for jealousy. I wonder why green has been chosen to mean envy. I don't know. Next up, we have, the grass is always greener on the other side. I know what you're thinking. What if I don't have grass? What if I live in a climate that is free of grass? Say like the desert or an island. No worries, my friend. You can still use this idiom. The grass is always greener on the other side suggests that people often believe others have it better than they do, only to find out that this isn't necessarily true. Oftentimes, you'll hear people say, the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. You could say it like that too, but the grass is always greener on the other side isn't always the case. People don't always have it better than you do, and it's a reminder to appreciate what you have. For instance, Bill thought switching jobs would solve all his problems, but now he realizes the grass isn't always greener on the other side. Poor Bill! Now let's talk about green thumb. Do you have a green thumb? Yes, a green thumb. Are you looking at your thumbs? What's a green thumb? This idiom refers to someone who has a natural talent or ability for gardening and growing plants. For example, my grandmother had a green thumb. She could make anything grow beautifully in her garden. Do you know someone who has a green thumb? Hey, maybe it's you. Maybe you don't have a green thumb, but maybe you know about the green-eyed monster. Our next idiom is You guessed it, the green-eyed monster. This phrase is another way to describe jealousy or envy. It's often used to emphasize the negative emotions that can arise when someone covets what someone else has. For instance, Jill's green-eyed monster came out when she saw her coworker getting a promotion instead of her. Hey, this time it wasn't Bill. It was Jill. Are they related? Bill was green with envy, and Jill let her green-eyed monster out. Jill is very jealous. Have you ever let your green-eyed monster come out? Have you? Okay, let's try and get away from jealousy. Let's check out the idiom green light. Green light refers to giving approval or permission for something to proceed. Oh, like a green traffic light. Now this idiom makes sense. Green light means to give permission to proceed. Brilliant. For example, the boss gave us the green light to start the new project next week. Excellent. We can proceed. I love getting the green light on a project. What about you? Now that you've gotten the green light, you look a little green around the gills. Green around the gills? Don't have gills? Not a fish? Don't worry. Anyone can look green around the gills. Why? Because to be green around the gills describes someone who looks pale or sickly, as if they might be about to vomit or throw up. For instance, after the roller coaster ride, Judy looked green around the gills. Poor Judy. That is why I don't go on roller coasters. I hate looking, feeling, or being green around the gills. How about you? Is there anything that makes you green around the gills? Okay, let's review. Today we explored quite an array of idioms featuring the color green. From jealousy to opportunity, these phrases offer a glimpse into the complexity and richness of the English language. Remember, the next time you encounter one of these idioms, you'll be ready to understand its deeper meaning. Stay tuned, friends, for more episodes of English Makes No Sense, where we unravel the mysteries of language, one idiom at a time. That's all for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to English Makes No Sense. If you enjoyed today's exploration of green-themed idioms, be sure to subscribe for more language insights. Why does English have so many strange idioms with the color green in them? From jealousy to sickness? I don't know, but now you know at least six. Remember, friends, keep learning and embracing the colorful world of English and practice these idioms to feel more at ease. Go on, I'm giving you the green light. Until next time, friends, do something fun, do something amazing, or, you know, do nothing at all. But whatever you do, have a great day. Peace, friends. Keep learning and embracing the colorful world of English.